Q94, your mountain of rock. It's a morning adventure, and it's going to continue on this Friday morning. Appreciate y'all spending the morning with me. I'm your tour guide, Gary Lee, and the coaches' shows continue. Week one of high school football, and it just gets here so fast. These young men have worked their tails off to get to this week one, and the coaches as well. And now we're heading to Scott City and to talk with head coach Brian Boubian. And hey, coach, how we doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Well, your week one opponent is the Liberty Eagles, and we'll be broadcasting them over on our sister station, the Fox 96.9, and the home of the Rams. And tell us a little bit about your team and how it went this off season.
We graduated 14 players from last year's team, so we're going to be young and inexperienced. We had a good winter off season program with all our new kids coming into the program. We've got 30 plus freshmen, right around 30. So we've got a small senior class. We've only got 5 seniors. So with those 30 freshmen coming in and then a couple other new kids that have joined us, you know, our roster looks a lot different than it did a year ago.
Wow, 30 freshmen. I mean, that's as a high school football coach, that's kind of got to put a little smile on your face, right?
Yeah, it does. We play 8 JV games, so we're trying to spend the time with them that we need to keep them interested and give them time to get to play as well. That's exciting. Looking forward down the road to having a class that big.
You know, this is going on my 40th year, and I think the hardest part of a coach's job is keeping those young pups, keeping them together and helping them follow through 4 years of whatever sport. Of course, we're talking football right now, but keeping them involved in sports, I mean, that's a big job right there.
It is. It's especially from a practice standpoint. We've got a small coaching staff, so dealing with that many young kids, we're committed to playing a full JV schedule, but they don't always get the reps they need to in practice. So it is a challenge for us with a small coaching staff, keeping them interested in practice because, obviously varsity is the priority. It is exciting to have that number, and we kind of had to restructure the way we practice a little bit to make sure those guys are getting the reps they need.
Well, and you've kind of consolidated with Chaffee for high school football. You and I talked a little bit before we went on. Their numbers have been low, but there's young men, they want to play, and this is the second year of that. How is that blend? I'm sure it's better this year than it probably was year one.
Actually, year one went really smoothly. And so there was not a question of whether we were going to redo it again. So year one went really, really well. Just kind of, with inside our locker room, we're one team. It doesn't really matter if you go to Scott City or you go to Chaffee. We don't look at it. We don't look at it that way. We're the Rams, and consider it as one team. We don't spend much time differentiating between who goes to what school. In my mind and our staff's mind, it doesn't really matter whether you're taking Algebra 1 right down the hallway or you're taking Algebra 1 10 miles down the road. We're all one team.
Amen to that. Well, did you jamboree? If you competed in a jamboree, which jamboree did you compete at, and what did you see that you liked, and what did you see that you felt you kind of needed to work on a little bit?
Okay, so we competed. Chaffee actually hosted a jamboree. They were wanting since they no longer have a program and their kids are playing here, they were wanting to play on their field one time, and we really can't make that work for a regular season game. So this was the first year of the Chaffee Jamboree. When we had four teams there, and it went really well for both communities.
Yeah, that's awesome. So who are some of the players you thought stood out for you?
Okay. Our quarterback is Lane Miller. He's a really, really good football player, but he's making the transition to quarterback. He's been our H-back and inside linebacker for the last 2 years. He's been an all-conference, all-district player, but hadn't been a quarterback. So he's been making that transition over the summer. We got two tackles returning on offense, and Carson Clover and Leland Parker. They kind of anchor our offensive line for us. Chase Knight is a returner at safety, and he's now going to take over duties at H-back as well. Those are four of our seniors that that we're really counting on, along with running back Adam Swinford. He was a backup to Rustin Underwood a year ago, who was one of the leading rushers in Southeast Missouri. And he also was a starter for us at inside linebacker. So those five seniors are kind of our core group.
Mm-hmm. Well, tonight you'll be making the road trip to Liberty, Mountain View Birch Tree, and taking on the Liberty Eagles. You know, you're well aware, last year they had a wild ride, and you know, this year they're kind of putting some pieces back together. What have you been able to gather out of them?
Yeah, you know, we haven't played them in the recent past. I don't know if we played, you know, in the distant past or not, but you know, we don't know a lot about them. We have a little bit of film. We traded Jamboree tapes, but that's, you know, so we don't know much about them. They seem in a similar situation to us as far as graduating a big senior class and then having a small senior class to follow that up. But, you know, we really don't know much about them.
I can remember, it's been several years ago, I think probably 2009, maybe 2010 or 11, we went to Chaffee several years ago, but it's been a while. But looking forward to a good game, and hoping you all with safe travels. And it's here. It's time. It's Friday Night Football. Coach, we appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and look forward to seeing you tonight.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, folks, we got more rock and roll that's coming at you. Stay right here on your Mountain of Rock, Q94.